well, staying with housing. It's a stressful week for Leaving Cert students as they wait for their results, which are due out on Friday. But this is also a testing time for all students trying to secure accommodation for the new academic year. UCD Students Union in Dublin is appealing today for families to provide digs for students who are struggling to find somewhere to live. Here's the Students Union President, Michael Roach.
We're out here today to encourage people to rent a room or, to a student, particularly if they're in the UCD area or on a key bus route going into campus. As rents keep getting higher and higher, we really just have to push for more and more people to provide more supply, simply so that the cost of accommodation can come down. Simple as, student accommodation, particularly on campus and off campus, ends up being at the top end of the market, particularly in UCD.
That was Michael Roach. Our education correspondent Emma O'Kelly is here. Emma, you were with Michael as he was handing out leaflets. What kind of response did he get?
Yes, we'll hear from commuters in a moment, Rachel, and they were being asked to consider this. Would they be in a position maybe to rent a room to students? But just firstly, it's important to say the Students' Union know that digs accommodation is far from ideal for students. It's not regulated, and students, very young teenagers in some cases, are vulnerable to exploitation, but they say that needs must. And they say that it's better than sleeping on a couch or sleeping in a car or a long commute. So commuters were asked, are you a householder? Would you consider this? And here's a flavour of what some had to say.
Perhaps. I have my own, you know, teenage boys at home. So maybe when they move out in the future, we might...
Yes, we would. Yes, we have just one of our children at home. So, yes, we would consider it, actually. Yes.
Because it's good money. It's tax-free.
I was only recently made aware of that. Yes.
So we've a lot of young kids at home and stuff like that. So it wouldn't be on the agenda for us.
Crowded house.
Crowded house at the moment. In the future, maybe.
Yeah, I have a spare room at home. And yeah, it's something I'd be open to. If you have the right people, yeah, it's no problem. Because it's shocking for people at the moment trying to find accommodation in the city. Like I can't believe they're even paying so much given the way the market is at the moment.
Yeah, there are going to be an awful lot of stressed people over the next few weeks. Speaking of which, Emma, Leaving Cert results on Friday. What can you tell
us? Yes, yeah, Rachel, there's for those Leaving Cert students who are getting their results on Friday and hoping to go on to college, there is a level of concern around what's going to happen this year. Listeners will probably be aware of the fact that marks have been artificially inflated in recent years of the order of around 7%. And we're beginning this glide back to pre-pandemic levels this year. So that inflation is going to be reduced. That means that results are going to be lower this year. And so there are Leaving Cert students who are concerned about how that's going to play out. They will be competing for scarce college places in many instances with students from previous years with higher Leaving Cert results. So we'll have to wait until Wednesday when the CAO offers are made to see how all of this is going to play out.
Is it expected, though, that overall the points will go down this year to reflect the fact that grades are likely to go down a little?
Yeah, points may go down, but that is only because a lot of the grades will be lower. It doesn't necessarily mean that competition won't be greater because, as I say, we have that conflict between previous years with higher results and lower this year's lower results. But we also, Rachel, have significantly more students applying for places this year. And that is down to demographics, simply more people around. I think applications are up by 8.9% or something. So there's a lot at play. There's a lot of pressure on the system. And so there is a level of concern around how this is all going to work out.
Emma, thank you. That was our education correspondent, Emma O'Kelly.